Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting third. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bobo Newsom. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Claude Corbett. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlcup. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ewell Blackwell. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ewell Blackwell. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball four. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Lockman moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Kerr scores. Lockman moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom bunts towards first. Kluszewski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell fires to first and picks off Newsom. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Gallen reaches third base with a triple. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen scores. It's Giants, 1, Reds, 1. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Stahlcup reaches third base with a triple. Kluszewski goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Reds. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno takes first base on ball 4. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom fires to first and picks off Lamarno. Two outs. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0-for-1 in the game. Corbett bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Baumholtz moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baumholtz. The throw from Livingston and he is safe. Baumholtz steals third. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. Corbett moves to second. It's 3-1, Reds. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gallen is hit by the pitch. Corbett moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. Corbett scores. Hatton moves to third. Gallen moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Reds. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stahlcup is walked intentionally. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lamarno hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-1 in the game. Lark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gordon. Blackwell reaches second base with a double. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Livingston. Blackwell moves to third. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz is hit by the pitch. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0-for-1 in the game. Corbett hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blackwell scores. There goes Baumholtz trying to get to third. Gordon throws the ball into Lark, who tags Baumholtz for the out. Two outs. It's 5-1, Reds. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Livingston hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hatton. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kluszewski strikes out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. Mize hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive towards third. Hatton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blackwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0-for-2 in the game. Corbett hits a pop-up towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-2 in the game. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Livingston takes first base on ball 4. Johnny McCarthy pinch hits for Sheldon Jones. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Klusowski. Livingston moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Ron pinch runs for Johnny McCarthy. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Buddy Kerr. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Livingston moves to third. Ron moves to second. Jack Conway pinch runs for Willard Marshall. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jack Conway now playing shortstop. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lark settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lark. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatton is called out on strikes. 1 out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Reds. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Trinkle covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 3 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stahlkup hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lamarno hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 3 in the game. Lark hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlkup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Livingston takes first base on ball 4. Wes Westrum pinch runs for Mickey Livingston. Les Layton pinch hits for Ken Trinkle. Les Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 4 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into left field. Sauer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sauer. Westrum moves to third. Rigney moves to second. Clint Hartung pinch hits for Jack Conway. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. Hartung reaches third base with a triple. Westrum scores. Rigney scores. It's 6-4, Reds. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to home to get Hartung. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.